Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To call in here on the airwaves and talk live with us. It's me, Mark Edge.
Melanie.
And Nicholas Mountaineer.
The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Let's get right into the calls here on Free Talk Live. And like I said, you can call in. And by the way, if you're hearing this recorded, you may not know it's recorded. Like, how would you? It's just playing on a radio station someplace. Or if you're listening on podcasts, I'm sure you know it's recorded, right? Like, how could you?
One would hope.
But I suppose you could be hearing a stream on the internet that's delayed. Anyway, if it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time, call in, talk about whatever you want. It may be the topic from yesterday. It may be the topic from last week. It may be a topic that no one's ever brought up on the radio. I don't care.
Which would be impressive.
That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We are your source for freedom of speech. People talk about freedom of speech in America, but there isn't much of it. And this isn't freedom of speech in so much as your constitutional right to freedom of speech. But you can talk about things that otherwise wouldn't get much distance. For instance, social media. I love to use this comparison. People like to post on social media and like to go back and forth in their little flame wars and all this thing. And then, you know, all dozen people that manage to read the thing. Are you kidding me? We're on 200 radio stations and you're taking the time to type out your message? The number 603-283-6160. You talk about whatever you want to talk about. Now, you will be confronted if your idea... You know, if we got questions, we're going to ask them, that's for sure. Let's go back to David, who's calling in from New Mexico. I believe he's asking about Elon Musk's houses. Where does this guy live?
I don't know where he lives, but I was wondering, he makes electric cars. Does anybody know whether he said that he's went total green?
Yeah, is he powering his...
You know, flying electric planes and, got solar panels on his house and the whole earth.
I see. So is he hooked to the grid or is he, doing all solar? Well, I don't know what's going on at his house in particular. It certainly is possible to put enough solar panels that you can... You know, run completely off of solar. That's a possible thing to do.
He only has a family of three people, so it's not like he needs loads and loads of electricity.
There are a lot of people in this world that are running their electric cars on coal-powered power plants. That's absolutely true.
Yeah, it's another potential source of hypocrisy.
What I was asking, and also about these politicians that are pushing the new Green Deal. How many of those run on electric cars? They have the money to buy them. You know, us little people like me, I don't have $75,000 to go buy an electric car.
Well, not every electric car costs $75,000, but, there's different cars for different uses. My wife has a plug-in Prius, and I chose to go with, I bought after she had it. The Prius is a great car. In and of itself,
yes, it is.
It's a great car. But,
yes, it is.
Yeah, thanks for the call, David. I do appreciate it.
It's probably not great for long distances. I would imagine.
The Prius it's a hybrid and it has a regular engine.
Okay.
And so we used to drive it regularly from Florida to New Hampshire, no brakes. Now,
it's not an electric car.
It's not an electric car, it's a hybrid. And it's a plug-in hybrid. And whereas I just decided to go with the Honda Civic. I just got a little Civic. It gets 38 miles to the gallon on average, and sometimes I can get it up to 40 on highway, and that's pretty good compared to the F-250 I was driving before that, that's for sure. And I think these are decisions that people have to make, and they have to pay the price for their decisions. And if we didn't subsidize fossil fuels, then people would be making those decisions. I don't know whether we do or not. whether we is in the government. I don't know whether the people who claim to rule you choose to give out money to very wealthy companies that drill for fossil fuels in order to power your car. I can tell you that the cost of fuel has gone up under Biden and it was lower under Trump. And I know that that means a lot to people when they vote, but I don't know much else.
Well, I think David had a very good point with, okay, all of these people who are perfectly comfortable, completely just demolishing our entire civilization and rebuilding it completely in the vision of the grand, of the Green New Deal. So all of these people, are they putting their money where their mouth is? Are they actually living in an ecologically responsible way? Because from what I've seen, they tend not to.
Right. This is Al Gore going to around the world pushing global warming while flying in a jet.
A private jet, no less.
Yeah, and no one's going for that. I mean, that just looks bad. And many of these people who are doing, you know, stories on the polar bear and these kind of things, and, you know, things don't look good for the polar bear, but I don't know.
If only they could swim. Oh, wait.
No, they're good swimmers. Well, they're breeding now with brown bears, I think, and the polar bear may be, you know, extinct isn't the right term, but may be evolved out at some point. And, I tend to think that there's, you know, we need to come up with better solutions than fossil fuels, but I think the marketplace is the best place to do that, not jamming it down our throats.
Well, and it's tried several times. Alternative energy isn't, even if it makes it through Congress, I don't know that it would for extra political reasons, because that's what the U.S. dollar is based on.
We run a petrodollar, so like if we actually moved away from fossil fuels, it would destabilize the place of the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency.
And they're not going to let that happen, at least they'll go out with a fight.
One thing I'll say is positive about Elon Musk and his market manipulation in the area of Bitcoin is that we're currently talking about ways to make Bitcoin more green. In many cases, Bitcoin is doesn't need to be as expensive to use as it is, and people aren't looking at alternatives. I liked IOTA, which was a coin. It's probably long since crashed. I have no idea. I haven't been paying that close attention to it. But the idea of IOTA was that I think it, in order to do your transaction, you needed to process three transactions. So the market had triple redundancy. That could be easily lifted to five transactions because processing a transaction is not difficult from a computational standpoint. In Bitcoin world, it's made more and more and more difficult. As to how many computers are in the marketplace, and lots and lots and lots of them are now, and that's what the complaint is. But if it was cooperation instead of competition in this area, I think that that would be something that's very interesting. Now, Bitcoin needed to have a way to introduce currency into the marketplace in so much as, first, there were no Bitcoins. Then, after the first block was mined, there were 50. And then after that, there's 50 and 50 and 50. And then later, it dropped down to 25, and then it dropped down to 12 and a half, and then I think it's now at 6 and a quarter, or it's going to go to 6 and a quarter. I'm not an expert on this. You need to look it up. So I would like to see these cryptocurrencies become more green and more interested in this, but we'll see. And who knows what green is? I don't even know. I mean, there's the problem is that the world's getting so specialized that no one can know everything about it.
And the thing about cryptocurrency is that it undermines the system that is causing us to be stuck in a pattern of ecological destruction. So the fact that we can't have thorium reactors is because the government has an absolute monopoly on which energy systems we're allowed to use, or they will put you in a little box if you don't follow their rules. Now, if this catches on to the point where it replaces the government power that is fiat currency, then you absolutely will see alternatives showing up. You will see alternatives to fossil fuels. You will find the thorium reactors that we're looking for, and you will find technologies we can't even imagine today.
Yeah, that's a good point, is that maybe Bitcoin and cryptocurrency will go to thorium reactors, Because one thing that's, well, this is true, and this is certainly, Elon Musk didn't say this, is that Bitcoin, because of its demand for processing power, has pushed forward computer processing technology by like, well, at one point it was 6 months, it's probably 9 months to a year now, just for the demand of Bitcoin miners. So the world's moved faster because of this, and technology's improved more quickly. 603-283-6160.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. your mind. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Pinkless Mountaineer.
The number, 603-283-6160. Got a phone line open here. 603-283-6160. We've been talking about Elon Musk and his tweets that have, according to Anonymous, destroyed lives, and that the hacker group is targeting the Tesla CEO with the intention of, well, scaring him. Maybe he'll behave himself or something. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I don't know what his exact situation is with the corporate welfare, with the SEC, with any of that stuff. But apart from that, he could end this very easily. Like, it is not hard to say you're sorry and come back.
I'm not going to say that that's definitively true, because if he's getting counter pressure from different organizations, one of them being Anonymous and one of them being some branch of the feds, officially or unofficially, then that's not very easy.
Yeah,
it's possible, but it's not very easily.
If Anonymous goes after Musk and destroys Musk, when in fact it is the feds or something that's forcing him to, you know, act in the way that he's acting, then what's the point? They'll just find somebody else to manipulate in the future. All they've done is destroyed the tool, not the user of the tool.
Well, it puts a lot of work on their plate. And, I mean, they're not gods. They don't have infinite power. They can only do so many things. And cultivating a new Elon Musk is a very tall order.
What? If you presume
that... No, it's not.
Cultivating a new Elon Musk...
If you have the resources of the United States federal government, no, you just go get one.
I think that it's probably fair to say there will always be the smartest businessman in the world, right? And lots of people would say Elon Musk is that guy, or Jeff Bezos, or whomever, right? And once you are that guy, then there's people who hate you just because you're that guy. I don't know. I mean,
you just go get somebody who has that charisma, make them rich. They don't even have to know that you're the one that made them that way, and then control them after that. I mean, it's not that hard if you're a superpower.
Okay, so then do this to that one. Now, if you can take down these golden boys that they set up for our worship, if you get good at taking them down, then you exhaust their resources. Like, this is what happened to the USSR. They ended up in a quagmire that just exhausted all of their resources.
The USSR had communism and did not have the world reserve currency.
That's true, but they had a lot of support from the world reserve currency at the time.
The world
reserve...
There
reaches a point where you can't pay for it anymore.
The United States government's credit rating has diminished over time, and so far we're completely on track for the prediction that I made regarding the national debt here in the relatively near future. At this point, both parties don't agree on much. What they do agree on is the national debt is meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they start thinking that, that's when it's going to come get them. Or not as soon as, but that means that it's going to, it's woo-woo, coming down the track, folks. Here it is. Reality. And, you know, the United States government cannot stand in the face of reality. And reality is you cannot continue to print money hand over fist and it not be meaningful. So let me make the point.
Pre-2008, they could without any alternative and without any pushback, but now...
There's Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So when George Bush took office from Bill Clinton, the national debt was $5 billion. When Barack Obama took office from George Bush, it was $10 billion. When Donald Trump took office from Barack Obama, 8 years, it was $20 billion. These are round numbers, ladies and gentlemen. And in 8 years, my prediction was, A, that Donald Trump would be president for 8 years simply because presidents tend to be president for 8 years, not because he was great or good or I was liking him or anything like that. And in my own defense, he received more votes than any other seated president in history. You know, lots of things, including COVID and, you know, a whole bunch of stuff happened and he didn't make it and whatever. I'm shedding tears over that.
And there is no investigation to find out whether or not that was legitimate.
Yeah, and there's not going to be. Don't worry, if there was, people would just argue about it. So it doesn't really make a difference. At this point, he's not president. And at the end of Biden's first term, if he, you know, whatever, at the end of 8 years, my prediction was that the debt would be $40 trillion. Now, I don't know what it is at this moment, but it's getting close to $30 trillion. U.S. debt clock I can't see what I'm typing because I don't have my glasses on. But basically, there's usdebtclock.com. You can go there and look at the debt as it scrolls up, as it just runs and runs, as your children's future...
You can watch the money printers go burr.
Yep. Is being
and
mortgaged.
Your children's future go...
Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, another David from New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
The original. The other one was the other one. Was another one. Hello.
Well, if you wanted that to be true, you should have called in earlier.
Well, okay. I'll take that under advisement. So picking up where I left off, there is more to what I was saying yesterday, and that is,
you're going to have to recap
because you,
I didn't hear it.
Pardon?
You're going to have to recap because I didn't hear it.
Yes, yes. I was already incorporated into my plan. Listening to you on KIVA, Kiva Radio in Albuquerque, and KENN. In Farmington on Sunday night. Pardon?
I love them both. Go ahead.
All right. So, in the state of New Mexico, your state government, in one of the cabinet agencies, the CYFD, which is the Children, Youth, Family Department, which is the same as CPS, Child Protective Services, they were caught violating people's rights, constitutional rights, including the U.S. Constitution, and it needs to be exposed because this example is a perfect model for what your government does to everybody nationwide. And here's what these guys did in particular, is they were directed by their cabinet secretary, the top guy, last year to start communicating using Signal. With the Signal encrypted messaging app set to automatically delete any of their correspondences, their work correspondences, after 24 hours. So that is
illegal.
Number one. Pardon?
That sounds illegal. Right. And
here's
the reason. I don't know about highly illegal, but, you know, what people in the government continually forget is that they work for us and that the things that they do, the written stuff that they produce, is supposed to be available through Sunshine Acts and Freedom of Information Acts and these sorts of things. And because they operate with near impunity, they believe that they have impunity. And that's where they tend to step on it. And so go ahead, David.
And on that note, in the state of New Mexico, the law, the statute, the law that's passed is IPRA, the Inspections of Public Records Act, which is the equivalent of FOIA on the national level. So, number one, they violated that IPRA Act because in destroying public records, they can no longer be retrieved by those filing an IPRA request for those records.
If I file Freedom of Information Act, their information isn't available because it was killed off after a day because they were using the Signal, a messaging app that has the ability to do this. David, hold on. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It doesn't surprise me, but it is illegal. Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that more than 3 million doses of COVID vaccine have been administered in the United States. As of Sunday, just over 49% of Americans over 12 are now fully vaccinated. New data also showing that 14 states have reached the goal of 70% of their adult residents receiving at least one dose of vaccine. The White House has set a goal of getting 70% of all adults in the country receiving one dose by July 4th. and Vice President Kamala Harris's airplane was forced to turn around shortly after takeoff because of a technical issue. Harris was headed for Guatemala City when the aircraft was forced to return to Andrews Air Force Base. A spokeswoman for the vice president said there were no major safety concerns. She left on another flight about an hour and a half later. She's scheduled to visit Guatemala and Mexico this week in her role leading the administration's diplomatic efforts to stem the flow of migrants to the southern border. You're listening to USA Radio News. The For the People Act has lost the support of one Democratic senator. Jeremy Scott reports.
Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia says he will vote against his party on the bill passed in the House to massively overhaul U.S. election law.
The bottom line is the fundamental purpose of our democracy is the freedom of our elections. If we can't come to agreement on that, God help us. And someone's got to fight for this.
Senator Manchin tells CBS's Face the Nation he's pushing for a bipartisan agreement and believes Republicans will fight for bipartisanship as well.
We must come together on a voting rights bill in a bipartisan way. You can't divide our country further by thinking you've given leeway to one or the other. And if they think they're going to win by subverting and oppressing people from voting, they're going to lose. I'll assure you they will lose.
Manchin says he's not willing to change Senate rules to help his party push through much of President Joe Biden's agenda. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Got a phone line open. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 if you want to grab it. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
And we're talking to David here from New Mexico, who is always Johnny on the spot for finding out what the bureaucrats are doing wrong at any given point. And apparently in New Mexico, and I'm sure this is going on elsewhere, in fact, I'm almost certain of it, the government bureaucrats were using a messaging app called Signal. Now, Signal is encrypted, which means that people can't see your messages, and I think that everybody should be able to use encryption. I like that. Now, however, they're on the public dole, you know, the public time, being paid with public money, doing the public's work. And so the public should be able to find out what it is they're talking about. And they can find out legally. They can get emails and all this other stuff through Freedom of Information Act requests. But Signal has a feature. And that feature is it destroys messages after some
whatever you
time.
Set the clock to.
Right. You can set it for
and you can set it to never also.
You can set it for 1 second. You can set it for 1 day, 1 week, 1 month. And I think this is a good thing to do because, well, if you go to thecrypto6.com, you'll see what happened to my radio studio just 3 months ago. And it, you know, frankly, there's people who want to collect evidence against you, and they're not always so nice as the United States federal government. Believe me, my tongue's in my cheek.
I find it highly annoying.
Yeah,
it's when my friends on Signal will set theirs to delete, it's like, now I can't refer to what we were just talking about.
Yeah, I don't like that feature either, but, you know, that's
I kind of wish we had some of that going on, just because, like, it's time-consuming to sit there and print, like, documents that I wasn't even here for.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. As far as the public things, it seems pretty simple to me that private individuals should have access to privacy, and public individuals should have their stuff public.
I mean, at least like in their capacity as, right?
Yes,
like,
yeah, yeah.
If you want to go when home and...
When they're acting as private individuals, like, you know, if you want to have privacy between you and your wife and your mistress, whatever, you know, that's your business. You're not being an official. You're not a public person at that time.
Right. Now, I don't need the cop cam on while they're going potty or something like
right,
that.
Right, right. Now, when you are determining the lives of children, it'd be nice if we could see how you do it.
Yeah, you should have records of that if you're going to be kidnapping kids.
Yeah, I want to thank the amplifiers. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com if you like what Free Talk Live does, which is gives people the ability to call in and talk about whatever they want. So, you know, support freedom of speech by amping the program at amp.freetalklive.com. Also, if you'd like the message of liberty being broadcast out on public airwaves, well, what they call public airwaves anyway, national airwaves, then by all means, support us at amp.freetalklive.com, as has Gavin, who is a silver level amplifier. That means Gavin gives $5 a month, and that's what we ask. So thank you, Gavin. Thank you, amplifiers. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to David in New Mexico. All right, David.
So yeah, and I blow the whistle on this in the spirit that my allegations against the state of New Mexico government and specifically their children and families courts dealing with the children that are referred to the courts through CYFD as well as those that have not been referred by CYFD, but my allegations have been for a decade consistent that the government itself is not following its own laws and I'm being damaged along with my children. That's my allegation. And so what I do when they tell me that I'm all wet, what I do is whenever I see evidence that proves my allegations factual, then I throw it in their face like I'm doing right now. And so they were destroyed. These people at CYFD, by using the signal auto-delete, they were destroying public records that could then no longer be solicited by citizens or the press through the inspection of public records laws. In addition to that, not only were they violating blatantly the Inspections of Public Records Act, they're also destroying evidence because by definition, every single one of those children that is in their custody or under their control is involved in a legal
case.
If not multiple. And there are two parties to every legal case, and those parties have a legal right under the U.S. Constitution, under due process, to discovery of everything that is discoverable. And these people at CYFD in New Mexico were destroying lawfully discoverable information.
So do you think this was intentional in that, we can't let families know about this stuff, or do you think it was just more stupidity on the part of the government?
You don't accidentally download Signal and turn on deleting messages.
I got that, but I mean... I can see a reason why they would want to delete messages, and maybe they just didn't think about it, this is evidence in a court case.
Is it possible that this wasn't nefarious? Sure. Is it likely? I don't think so.
David?
Yeah, I agree with that last statement. And the bottom line is, it doesn't matter what your intent is. What it matters is the bottom line, that this is a violation, and we can argue whether you intended it or not. You're still in violation. You're still violating the U.S. Constitution and all of our rights, especially the Fifth Amendment, that goes along with that dumb...
Yeah, like if I accidentally went and deleted all of my hard drives right now, I feel like I would go to jail.
Probably true. Whoops. Boating accident.
Yeah, I shouldn't have put it above the toilet, I guess.
David, what is going to happen as a result of this? I mean, you know, this is it sounds like this could be a very big deal if it gets picked up by the right media organizations. What could happen?
Yeah, well, there are local media. Well, there's local media organizations. There's like a half a dozen different ones, and there's one or two national that have reported on it. Our state attorney general, Hector Balderas, is looking into it. He ought to follow through on that. And if he doesn't, I would suggest to him that it also, if he fails in his duty to look into it and do something about it, it's also within the jurisdiction of the federal department.
Department of Justice and the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland. So Merrick Garland and DOJ, please, as you are looking into doing a formal investigation on Albuquerque Police Department, please come and do one on other places in the New Mexico state government that are doing things like denying due process to citizens in a pattern and practice being a specific legal term.
Thank you for the call, David. I guess I've just grown so cynical that I just don't think anything's going to happen. Not that I don't think it should. I think David's absolutely right. I mean, they should come down on these people like a ton of bricks.
It's a legitimate grievance.
And, you know, this is precisely the nonsense that shows that this government is not of the people, by the people, for the people. Right? Like, if you keep on repeating that crap that you heard in civics class, look, they lie to kids all the time in school. Get over it. This is not a government of the people, by the people, for the people. And when the bureaucrats that work for you, supposedly, I'm using air quotes here, delete their messages a day after they were sent because they sent it on a encrypted messaging app so that you can't hear what they say, you're not the boss of them. Like, those are the king's men, and you're not the king.
Well, I am, actually. They've forgotten that, but that's the truth. When we kicked the king out of this country, that power became ours. We just have forgotten that.
I don't know if it ever was. I mean, honestly, you're familiar with Shay's Rebellion. I mean, this was basically, you know, before the United States Constitution was written, there was a rebellion in Connecticut of the people who fought in the the Revolutionary War, saying that, hey, we were lied to. We traded one king, 1,000 miles away for, well, at least several dozen kings here, and it didn't work out. Like, I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we allow them to be the dominant gang in this area because they're supposed to be following a set of rules. And
right, that's
the idea. Prove that they are just flagrantly violating the rules they invented.
And then everybody yawns. They don't care. You know, like, America's got the government it deserves. Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can't force freedom down people's throats. Free Talk Live.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live final segment. I'll give the number out here one time, 603-283-6160. I recommend you put it in your phone so you've got it. Label it FTL or Free Talk Live or whatever makes you happy. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
That way you can call any time between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time to talk about whatever it is that you feel like is necessary to talk about. And, you know, not every story gets the acclaim it deserves, but an interesting thing occurred as far as a point back in March. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine what we were distracted with when this happened.
Indeed. Well, the story just came live recently.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's killer drone hunted down a human target without being told to.
Hunted it down or killed
hunted
it?
Hunted down. Well, they don't actually say.
Okay,
they're rather nonspecific, but I mean, their use of, you know, killer in this case. I mean, I'm pretty sure unless you kill, you are not a killer. But that's kind of a thing with corporate media. They don't like to say certain things. They just like to beat around the bush and imply heavily that there's no other option that's true.
I guess so. If I put out a robot that says, kill Peakless Mountaineer, right? And I've programmed it to do just that. Kill Peakless Mountaineer. Then the robot's not really making a decision to kill you. It's just going to kill you when it finds you.
Right.
Find
and
kill.
That's also true of most animals, right? But yeah. We still call things killer bees and whatnot, even though they don't really have sapience.
I'm not saying it should be called a killer robot. I'm just not sure that a decision has been made by a machine to kill a human yet.
Yeah, I mean, there's a difference between, oh, well, we got this general AI, and it programmed its other AI to make a robot to then kill a human. No, there was definitely a lot of human agency involved in this. But still, it's one of those, like, these are the mile marker moments.
Yeah.
That, okay, we have just crossed this threshold. Like, 2020 is the year when the first, like, it wasn't a manned robot, it was operating on its own, it was just one of those fire, forget, and find, as they like to call it.
Yeah.
And it just went off and went, oh, yep, gonna go kill that one.
I guess, so for instance, the drones have been killing people for a long time, not drones, the operators of drones, the United States government,
right.
And its minions, people, I should say, the people who claim to, the people that report this authority to kill without trial. They have been dropping bombs from drones for a long time. Once the bomb's dropped, there's no stopping it, right?
Right.
Now, presumably, when the killer robot is released, you could turn off the killer robot at some point and say, hey, abort mission or something, and then if it, you know, fails to find, whatever. I mean, it's terrifying. It like visions of Judge Dredd and robot dogs chasing people down relentlessly, tirelessly, with metal teeth ready to kill, certainly come to mind in this, and probably with good reason.
Well, so far all the robot dogs are incredibly cute looking, which is why they put a paintball gun on top of Spot. I don't know if you saw that article.
Yeah.
And let people, you know, pilot it around a little bit because, yeah, they're absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. Like,
somebody put a revolver on a flying drone and turned it into a killer bot.
Right.
You know, pretty quickly. And it wouldn't be much to do such a thing.
Well, and that's part of the terrifying thing about this is, like, you will just send these out, and they'll just operate on their own by whatever paradigm you gave it of these are the people that I'm going to kill. And my personal, like, deepest concern on this is whether the only way onto the whitelist is if your injection passport is up to date.
Well, it could be anything, is what you're saying.
It could. It absolutely could be anything. And, like, it's been done now. And who knows how many more times it's going to be done.
Yeah, the one thing that I'm happy about the political football aspect of COVID-19, and I'm not happy about it generally, is that people like the governor of Florida, DeSantis, saw political expedience in making it so that that COVID-19 passports were not going to be a thing. Vaccine passports wouldn't be a thing. I hesitate to use the term vaccine because the thing that the shot that you get is not a vaccine in the traditional sense of the word.
Right.
It's this therapy for your genes or something.
Yeah. Prototype gene therapy.
Yeah. We'll see.
Meanwhile, CRISPR is illegal, so if you want to CRISPR out, a genetic disease out of yourself, you can't do that.
CRISPR's illegal?
It's not authorized, so that's the same thing, because it's medical.
You're not allowed to sell it.
Okay. Well, I think that we're finding out over time that, perhaps... Well,
and, I mean, you don't really have to have that much imagination to go, okay, this technology exists. You know, what if a bunch of white supremacists come along and have their little, death drones running around going, okay, well, I'm going to check the color of your skin and, nope, too dark. Gonna kamikaze that one.
Right. And this is, it's an interesting question, is that if the United States government can create a weapon, and that's what this drone is a weapon that can hunt and then kill, autonomously, then how long before, and first, do we have the right, in a world where you can have the right to, in a country where you have the right to keep and bear arms, do you have the right to build this technology or own this technology or buy this technology? And if you do, how can you use this technology in a defensive fashion? Because I'm struggling to find it. I mean, I suppose you could, but, mostly offensive.
And a fun part about this particular one, the target was running away.
Yeah.
The target had turned back and fled from the war that they were fighting, and that's when the AI drone hunted it down.
Right. Right. So, now it appears to be violating Geneva Convention rules where, somebody who's not an active combatant is being chased down and killed.
The U.S. never follows those, and they are kind of, I don't follow them either. I have hollow point bullets. I mean.
Oh, are those against the Geneva Convention?
Yeah. Which is silly, because if you kill somebody quickly with hollow points, that's not allowed. But if you shoot them with a couple of regular bullets and let them bleed out for 3 hours, that's cool, according to the Geneva Convention.
The hollow points tend not to go through walls very easily. So.
I mean, yeah, they're better domestically as well. Like, you don't want to shoot your neighbor. You want to shoot the burglar with a knife in your face.
Also, I believe, look, I'm no lawyer or anything like that, but last I heard, the Geneva Convention actually doesn't want you to target human beings, but in equipment and things like that. So
really?
If you're in the tank, it's okay to blow up the tank, but you're not trying to blow up the people driving the tank, you're trying to blow up the tank.
Pretty sure you're allowed to target enemy combatants.
I don't know. I don't have any answer. Maybe you're shooting at their guns.
Having very many rules in war doesn't make any sense inherently anyway.
It's... I don't think people like the notion of shooting somebody in the back.
War is supposed to be like
the
last resort anyway. Like, it's supposed to be like we do anything that we can, and if we absolutely have no recourse, then we have to go to war.
Yeah, that's the problem is that if you give them this recourse, they use that recourse over and over and over again. Because, well, that's what they know. Humans have been fighting wars for as long as they've been able to put enough people together to not call it a battle anymore. And, you know, it isn't going to get any better.
Since the beginning of the birth of government.
Yeah. That's basically, yeah, the first. Because then they can put more soldiers on the field. One would be curious as to what weapons they used in the first war. But, you know, it's always interesting to see what happens when one enemy has superior weaponry to another in the course of the battle. And usually that's it. It's usually about weaponry on the battlefield. So this guy was running away,
yeah.
And this killer drone came after him and did the kill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the kill may be in air quotes here. We don't know what happened. They're not reporting on that. They're just saying that it fired in the way that it was going to fire, whether that's chomping on him or shooting him with a gun or whatever it was. But it executed the kill. That kill could have been a, army...
Yeah, they state that it had kamikaze abilities, but they didn't say if that's what it used or not.
Okay, I always think back to the Bourne Identity. Remember the series? I don't think it was the first one, but they bring Jason Bourne in, or the guy that was Jason Bourne before he was Jason Bourne, and they have him shoot a guy who's handcuffed in the corner with a bag over his head, and he's like, "Well, what'd he do? Does it matter? You know, like, do you need us to lie to you? You're a killer." Kill him.
I mean, yeah, gangs do gang initiations like that.
And that's...
Yeah, once you've got blood on your hands, you're obviously devoted to our cause.
Yeah, I mean, indeed, that's what it is the final step in it all. And,
are we initiating the AI? Is that this?
And that's what it all comes down to you, ladies and gentlemen in America. You just care the story, the lie they told you about why you need to shoot the guy with a bag over his head. But you'll shoot him in the head. You'll do it. 605, I've given the number. Go to freetalklive.com. Email me. Complain.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.